Our locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMZA as we talk Wetmore basketball, joined by girls head coach, that is Irene Kiefer. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, let's go back to the ball game on Tuesday night against Troy. And, you know, certainly your team had some opportunities, particularly in the first half, to kind of hang with the Trojans, but ultimately it turned into a 51-33 loss. And, you know, a lot to dive into with that game, but just what were some of the few key takeaways from that game overall?
Yeah, I mean, we struggled out of the gate producing offense in that first quarter. That second quarter, you know, we roared back and got within 6 points. I think ultimately what hurt us was Caitlin Claycamp going out. You know, she didn't have any points in the game. She didn't have a ton of rebounds. But when she was in there, she, you know, Troy was not wanting to attack our center. And that second quarter, you know, they were throwing up shots. They weren't landing. And as soon as Claycamp went out, that just opened up the bottom for them to drive. So not having her there definitely put a hole in our defense. We were also missing Alexis Hip, and she provides a lot of the speed we need against a team like Troy, who's a shiftier team. But, yeah, it just came down to our offense. Our defense hung as long as they could, but when our offense isn't playing up to par, you know, our defense is going to fall apart.
Yeah, and Hip being out certainly doesn't help the cause. I mean, there's always, or at least seems to be, just kind of a lack of depth. I mean, you're not the deepest team, but certainly need everybody that you can get. And then you mentioned Claycamp. Wasn't putting a bunch in the stat sheet, but certainly has a presence out there. And then she fouls out in the third quarter, and that takes another big piece off the floor. And Troy able to kind of exploit that. But, you know, I want to talk about Beatrice Sanzone and Kinsey Strothman. You know, those two both had dynamite games despite the loss. You know, Beatrice 17 points, 10 rebounds, and Strothman had 14 points and 18 rebounds. I mean, those two are a problem, you know, for a lot of teams, and, you know, they certainly continue to show their strengths and play good ball for you.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. When we saw them come out in the box and won, I kind of got excited because I know there's other people on the team like Beatrice Sanzone who can put up numbers, and she definitely did. She came ready to play. Like you said, 17 points, 10 rebounds. I believe it's her second double-double on the season. You know, if Kenzie out there, everybody's going to focus on Kenzie. She's been a great player for years, but we got other weapons too. So it's great to see BB have such a great game that she did. It's just, unfortunately, you know, nobody else in our offense was able to get their feet under them and get those baskets to land. So many of our balls just rattled in and out of the rim, and, you know, that gets frustrating for the girls. I mean, for anybody, that's happening to you.
Yeah, certainly an opportunity, and it says a lot about Strothman, who, where all the focus is mainly on her, but yet she can still average about 16 and 12 a game so far this season. Well, now you'll travel to Lynn on Friday, getting back to it tomorrow evening. You know, what's the early scouting report on Lynn, and what kind of ball game can you expect?
They share the ball really well. Their leading scorer, Sophia Bott, you know, she averages almost 12 points a game, but they also got Beekman right behind her with like 9, so it's going to be, you know, keeping an eye on everybody, just making sure, like I said, we do great defensively. It's just we got to get our offense going. No matter what happens, I mean, we got great ball players. It's just a matter of getting our feet under us and getting those shots early, and whenever we do get something going, to keep it rolling. Hopefully we don't get into much foul trouble because, like you said, we don't have a big team. The players that I do have on the bench don't have a lot of experience, so when I lose somebody, it's, you know, they're trying their best, and I'm amazed with what they can do, but it does get tiring. You can see throughout the game we get worn out, so making sure we get a lead and maintaining that lead instead of trying to chase one the rest of the game is going to be a key for us.
That's Irene Kiefer, Wetmore girls basketball coach, joining us, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. A loss to Troy on Tuesday, but back to it tomorrow night as they travel to Lynn. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much as always, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.